Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Going through these things. If you never test your faith, how do you know you have it? You know, I mean, you know, this is my church folks here. They know in 2006 I went through some things. You know, I thought I was a strong Christian in the Lord, going, man, I was doing everything. And then I got kidney cancer. And one of my kidneys had to be removed. And I cried, why is me? Why is this happening to me? Set up my pity party. God said, why not you? You said you trust me. You did all this stuff. And now you're going to cry like a baby and whine instead of trust me. And I got to tell you, I thank God for that kidney cancer. Because I have never been the same ever. It really showed me that life is short. You have to value your time. And whatever God assigned you to do, do it with all your heart. We got to understand, folks, that we are physical people living in a physical world. We're going to have physical problems. But as even Strickland read in his scripture today, didn't even know what I was going to preach on, we look for that eternal body. When our body's going to, no more aches, no more pains. I may be down now, but what? I'm not out. Because one day, he's going to give us that new body. And man, what a body it will be. Now, whenever we're going through the storms, I want you to remember four anchors that will help you keep it together. Everybody know what an anchor is? A ship normally drops anchor and say, hey, this is where we're going to stay. So here's four anchors I want you to remember. Number one, I am here by God's appointment. Don't you know that wherever you are, God knows it? Everything has to go through Him to get to you. So if you're where you are today, God knows it. You are there by God's appointment. He brought me to it, and I will be in this place, and I will rest in His promises. So know that if I'm in something, God brought me to it. So know that. Don't think that you're alone. Just know that God brought you here. Also, the next anchor is I am in His keeping. He will keep you. When He was on His ship and they woke Him up, He calmed the sea. So in the middle of your storm, here's what I like about it. If you ever look at the storm, we know there's a hurricane, there's a tornado, but in all of those, there's an eye. And what's in the eye? What's in the center? It's calm and peaceful. God will keep you in the midst of your storm. All of this calamity is going on around you. How in the world? The force of nature is just destroying stuff. But right in the center of all of it all is peace. And that's where God wants us to be. He wants us to be right in the middle of our storm so that we can find peace. We find peace only when we understand that He will keep us. The next anchor I want you to know is what I am under His training. What is it here He wants me to learn? What is it here He wants me to learn? God, He will turn our trials into a blessing. And He intends for us to not only learn that lesson, but also help others with that lesson. So the next anchor is, I'm under His training. And then the next thing is, I'm here for His glory. You will be amazed at the things that you're going through, and someone looking at how you're handling that, and giving God all the glory. The only epistle, the only book that people may read is you. We say that we are Christian, but whenever we run into a few things, we fall to pieces. Now, it's okay that when you run into it, you get a little shaky, but then get back on your feet and say, all right, here's where we're at. Here's where we're at. So just remember that everything that you're going through, it's for God's glory. Now, when we talk about going...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.